You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, and in the background, I guess, is Xenakis' concrete piece from 1958. But we're sitting here with Voter Death Squad, which is LA's. You live in LA, is that?
Yeah, I live in
LA. Whoops, that's.
Hello.
Now you can. Now they can.
I live in LA, yes.
And it's M. Geddes Gengris?
Gengris.
Gengris.
Yeah. But that's pretty close.
I got all but one syllable.
Better than some too.
Yeah.
And Hudson's Jeremy Kelly too. And so, how do you two know each other?
We met in 2003, probably. I was a Bard College dropout, delivering pizza and playing music, and Jeremy was working at a record store in Red Hook,
and it's been love.
Back when they had record stores in Red Hook.
Oh, there was one. But yeah, started playing music together around then and have kind of kept it up intermittently since.
And so you just happen to be in town from LA?
Yeah, I was out here doing some shows and then seeing my family and stuff and decided to come up and play with Jeremy because we don't get a chance to do it very often because of the distance.
So do you tour and play under your own name?
I play under my own name, and I play in other bands as well.
You want to tell us who, or is it a secret?
It's all secret. No, mostly these days, doing my own stuff is taking up most of my time, which is cool. And also, I run a studio in Los Angeles as well, and so that keeps me pretty busy.
And who do you work with? What kind of bands are you? Are you talking rock stars or underground?
Folkies? Underground. Definitely underground. You know, whoever wants to record, I like to, you know, sort of provide a nice, cheap, low-pressure, fun alternative for people who don't want to spend a bunch of money in the studio and want time to sort of work with things and experiment, you know.
All the rock stars have moved to Hudson anyway.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
So is there a good underground scene in L.A.?
Yeah, it's great. There's a lot of really great music, you know, a lot of really cool bands and solo artists, and it's a good time right now to be out there. There's definitely a lot of really inspiring things going on. And
it's cheaper than New York City?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Cheaper than San Francisco, too. If you find the right place to live, you can do really well for not very much, which is nice.
So how do you describe your music? Both this is the both of you and about, I guess, Voter Death Squad, but you both have many side projects, so you can address that, too. But sure. How do you describe your music to people?
I think for both of us, serious synthesizer worship.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just finding new sounds,
dipping into the cosmic pool.
Yeah. Well, to tell us a little bit, what is that monstrosity behind you?
Is it both of ours?
Both of our modular synthesizers. And
so that's something you guys put together yourself?
Yeah. And, you know, it's a few different companies make stuff, and...
How many different inputs are on there? I want to try to give people a mental picture at home of what we're looking at.
It's basically
here.
Like a wall of knobs and jacks and switches.
Patch cords everywhere.
And as fun as they are on their own, it's way more fun when we get to connect them together. And they can talk to each other because they miss each other. They're lonely, yeah. You know.
So that's later on in the path of your performance, I guess. There's a keyboard somewhere. I thought I saw.
Yeah, we were using a keyboard.
What are you controlling with your fingers at the outermost part of your path?
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming the path flows into that monstrosity, and then
well, we actually had them running separate into the same mixer, but you know, usually when we do this kind of performance or playing together, we set up a big patch on the modular together, and then Jeremy sort of controls it while I play the keyboards. So, you know, we kind of divide the labor up evenly as much as we can.
And filtering like the external audio of the keyboard and other sounds like the bike rim with a contact mic on it.
Yeah.
So you were spinning that bike rim. There's a bike rim is the
It's a bike rim with a contact mic and then and you can bow it.
Yes, I saw a bow somewhere, I think.
Or pluck it or drop it on the floor.
It's really good when you drop it on the floor.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to mention in that?
We've got a tape out.
We do have a tape out. It just came out on
our first record together.
Yeah, Stunned Records, which is a really cool label based out of Portland, Oregon, run by my dear friends Phil and Misty French. And
then big media wants you to think that everybody's buying vinyl records, but actually they're buying cassette tapes, right?
Well, tapes are cheaper to make and cheaper to sell, which is, you know, and you can do it in smaller runs. I mean, vinyl, it's really not feasible if you're doing under a few hundred, but with tapes, you can just run off 100 tapes for not that much money. And
of course, you can find a cassette player pretty easily at a store.
Pretty much anywhere, yeah, exactly. And, the tapes are, they have a little more of like a object fetish to them than a CD does. They last longer if you take good care of them. And, you know, they sound like crap, which is always good. But there's something really special about a tape. I don't know what it is. It's definitely, out in L.A., especially in the West Coast, it's a really big thing these days. And, I mean, we'd love to do vinyl. If anybody ever wants to put out our vinyl, just get in touch with us. But for now, you know, tapes do the job.
And you guys don't do, like, MP3 releases or, like...
We haven't, but...
No.
I mean... Yeah. You never know. I mean, you know, I kind of feel like you have the tape and people can buy that if they want. And then probably if somebody wants it on their computer, they're just going to find it and download it for free, which is fine. They can just listen to it and enjoy it. But if you want the object, it's there. I feel bad making somebody pay for digital information. It just doesn't seem...
But if it's analog information, they can pay for it.
Well, you know, because you have the cost of the medium, you know?
Yeah. The physical object, yes. You get something. You feel like there's something fair there.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Not just ones and zeros. Some abstract idea.
You want something you can hold. Yeah.
And so was last night, you played at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson.
Yes.
Was that a tape release show? Or?
Well, it was going to be. We didn't get the tapes in time, but it's the first show we've actually ever done together.
They're here today, though.
No, not yet. they're on their way. They're on their way. But you know how the U.S. Postal Service is. Reliable, but slow. Uh-oh. I did it.
Well, we would play. We have a tape deck here, but right now the red line is cut, as you can see. So we could play something in the white line channel.
But if you go to Google Stunned Records,
Stunned Records,
you can buy it from them, and they also have links to different distros who carry it. And I mean, really, everything they put out is worth checking out. I've done a bunch of solo work with them, and they have a whole really amazing stable of artists who just love to, you know, make really crazy out there music, and they're super supportive. The artwork's always amazing. It's really it's a great deal. And tapes are cheap, I think $6, $7 postpaid.
All right, looks like we have exactly 60 seconds left, and the folks from the Sound Barn in Valencia are coming into the room as we speak to set up around us. Anything else we should mention? You guys are playing anywhere else in the area?
Nope.
Not yet.
Jeremy, you're playing somewhere soon?
I think I'm playing here on the 13th of August.
I think so, yeah. On the radio?
On the radio.
On the radio, on the 13th of August. So tune in all day, and at some point Jeremy will be on. I'm sure you'll be on before then, too.
Yeah. I'll
You're a regular guest on Battlefield Earth now, right?
Yeah.
You're like the... what was the big bear on the Ed Sullivan show? Topo Gigio, is that his name? He's a regular guest on the show.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a regular feature that you never know when the big bear on the Ed Sullivan show is going to come on. No, okay. Yes, I know. Okay. Well,
thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Voter Death Squad. We'll be back in just a second with the folks from the Sound Barn in Valencia on WGXC.